Hello and welcome to the official podcast of the New York City Police Department, your source for news about New York's finest. From here in police headquarters in Lower Manhattan, on the internet to listeners around the world. In this program, we will begin with information about street closings in connection with the opening of United Nations plenary session this week. Then we'll discuss identity theft with some tips on how to protect yourself from this growing crime. Finally, we'll visit Louisiana, where 300 New York City police officers lent a hand in the wake of Hurricane Katrina. First, the street closings this week in Manhattan. The following streets are closed to all but residents, taxis, and deliveries. 76th Street between Madison Avenue and Park Avenue. 50th Street between Lexington Avenue and Madison Avenue. 51st Street between Park Avenue to Madison Avenue. 49th Street between Lexington Avenue to Park Avenue. 45th Street between Lexington Avenue and Madison Avenue. Vanderbilt Avenue between 46th Street and 44th Street. We expect to ease traffic restrictions toward the end of the week as many of the world leaders return home. Check your NYPD podcast for updates. Meanwhile, NYPD traffic experts offer a simple recommendation. Take mass transit. Now we're joined by Captain Greg Antonsen of the NYPD's Identity Theft Task Force. Captain, tell our listeners what they can do to avoid becoming the victim of identity theft.
I'm Captain Greg Antonsen from the NYPD's Identity Theft Task Force with some tips on how to protect your identity. First of all, check to see if someone's already stolen your identity, and you can do this by requesting a free credit report. In 2003, Congress passed a law that requires the three major credit reporting agencies to offer a free credit report once a year in an effort to help consumers protect themselves from fraud. Free reports can be requested through the Federal Trade Commission website, www.ftc.gov, or www.freecreditreport.com. Something else you can do is to protect your personal, sensitive, confidential documents, such as bank statements, credit card receipts, credit card bills, in a safe and secure location, whether at work or at home, in a locked drawer or filing cabinet. When you're ready to destroy or throw away those kind of documents that contain sensitive identification information, before throwing them out, make sure that any personal identification information is not legible. Using a personal shredder is an easy and inexpensive way to do this. Also, mail or packages should not be left in locations that may be accessible to strangers. If a large item comes through the mail or by delivery, UPS, FedEx, it cannot be received personally by you or stored securely. They should be sent to the post office, a packaging store, or place of business. Don't reveal sensitive personal information over the phone or internet unless you initiated the contact. A common ploy by identity thieves is to solicit information over the phone while posing as a legitimate business. In fact, no legitimate business should ever ask for personal information like social security numbers if they have contacted you directly. The same ploy can be duplicated over the internet. Never give out personal identification information to someone making contact with you. If you do feel that your identity has been stolen or compromised, report it to the appropriate financial institution and contact the police immediately. Thank you.
Thanks, Captain Antonsen. 300 New York City police officers have been assisting law enforcement in Louisiana in the grueling aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. The NYPD's Jason Post talked to Assistant Chief James Hall, normally the commanding officer of the Transit Bureau, but now in charge of the 300 officers in the Gulf Coast region.
Hello, Chief.
Hello, how are you?
Very good, sir. So tell me, where are you right now?
Right now, I'm in a town called Hammerhan at our compound that we set up once we arrived down here with the 300 officers that we brought. We've sent out our people. They've been assigned for the day, and we've got some people coming back, eating. We've really become very self-sufficient and organized. And overall, you know, the officers are doing a fabulous job, and they're basically 12 hours on, 12 hours off. They're hanging in there real well.
Chief, was there a rescue yesterday that members of the service performed?
Yes, there was. We had some of our officers walking a foot post, thought blinded, so they were trapped for 9 days without phone service, any running water, or any way to communicate. So our officers, upon hearing those screams, determined that they were inside the house and then made entry into the house, and thank goodness that they did. Both were severely dehydrated, and both victims are presently in the hospital, but they will live.
Chief, how are you being received by citizens of Louisiana?
They've been tremendous. The group that I led came down in a large caravan, and from the minute we hit the road, it was a 36-hour drive nonstop. We had people on highways pulling over, getting out of their cars, waving to us.
Chief, thank you very much for your time. We're going to let you get back to work down there, and thank you for joining the NYPD podcast.
Sure. You're welcome. Take care.
That is the end of this installment of the NYPD podcast. Be sure to click to subscribe to this podcast to have the latest episode delivered to your computer. For the New York City Police Department podcast, this is Jesse Peterman.